I asked the other day, why did Rashi wait till Daf Ches to tell me that? He should have already told it to me in the Mishnah. That Shavah Kesef is a limud from Eved Ibrim. I think it's maybe not sure. In the Mishnah, it's not important to know from where we know Shavah Kesef to Kesef. Maybe it's a Svar. But if it would only be a Svar, Rashi held, if it's only a Svar, so make a pace, it has to be pious like Kesef. Shavah Kesef is a good Svar, so make it. Kesef happens to be denominated in, it says a number on the outside. Shalom Kesef happens to be not. So who says Shalom Kesef has to have the qualities of Kesef? Shalom Kesef is a svara that it works, and there's no svara that has to be kaitz. If kaitz would be a svara by if kaitz is a svara in itself, I don't need a vesef to learn it out from Kesef. In svara, I wouldn't know kaitz. And Shalom Kesef is a svara that it works. But here it says in the Gemara, it says in Rabbi Yosef that Shalom Kesef somehow we derive that Shalom Kesef has to have the qualities of Kesef. Mechatesa. So here Rashi has to tell me, because Shavah Kesef is not Stam Asvar. Shavah Kesef is a limud from Kesef. If it's a limud from Kesef, so the limud says it has to be like Kesef. Kesef is Kais. Shavah Kesef, which is nilmud from Kesef, but also has to be Kais. So that's Poshup Shah. I'm Rav Yosef. We know Aminu. So Rav Yosef said, where do I fucking know this idea that Shavah Kesef has to be Kais? You told me the other day that one of the Shavah said that even in the second lesson, it's not from Kesef. I don't understand exactly how you read the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Ritva says that even the second lashon is us. Even though the Gemara seems to say it's a limud, the Ritva says that even the second lashon is usfar. Rashi's mashbel kol merenato. That's exeres hakosuf. Since we learned that shavah kesef and kesef, it's exeres hakosuf. It has to be kites. The Ritva says that even in the second lashon, it's a svar of smichas das. The first lashon held, it's only a chesaron of smichas das if he told her chamshin. So she's not sure is it really chamshin or not. But if he told her becholdu, so why is it a chesaron of smichas das? And the second lashon holds, no, even if he told her koldu, but the ma'aser she thinks that it's a, she thinks it must be worth a lot. After all, he's marrying her. He's not going to give her a cheap ring. So she thinks that it's worth a lot, but she's not sure. Maybe it's not. So it lacks in the smichas das. Even though the Gemara says ma kesef the kaitz ap shalom kesef nami the kaitz, says it. But that's also it's built on a svar. At the end of the day, that's also built on a svar. I said because he's married, but that's not right. Because see in the Gemara that the svara of kayaks is even by Eved Ibrim. It's not a svara that even though it's if he gave her something and he doesn't know how much it's worth, the Eved gave the Odin something, he doesn't know how much it's worth. Even though he said koldu, I don't know how this really mishkachas by an Eved Ibrim. Maybe by the purchase of that, or in the opinion, it has to be a specific amount. It has to be worth whatever the gula is. But in the buying of an evidivi, so the evidivi is the Odin is giving the evid to buy him a certain amount of money, or he's giving him shavius. Doesn't say how much it is, and he says koldu. And the evidivi also needs lacks in smichas das. The Ritva says that it's a svar. I think the Ritva is the shitasa. Maybe somebody sees this. I'm just thinking of that. I think the Ritva here is Lishitasa. Rashi learns that in the Lishna Basra it's Exeris HaKosov. Since we learn out Shavah Kesef and Kesef, so it's Exeris HaKosov that Shavah Kesef has to be Kai, it's the same as Kesef. The Ritva says, no, it's even Lishna Basra it's a Svar. I think the Ritva is Lishitasa. The Ritva by us in that base. We haven't done it inside yet, but it's soon. I saw the Rambam and the Ritva. That's normal kind of. The Ritva holds that Shavah Kesef Kesef by Kiddushin is a Svar. It's not Exeris HaKosov. So you can't learn that he has to. So you can't learn Lishna Basa that it's Exeris HaKosov. Shavah Kesef has to be like Kesef. The whole Shavah Kesef is a Svar according to the Ritva. So for Lishitasi, he has to learn that Shavu Kesef, the Kesef is, even the Lishit Baxer, it's a son. But the Gemara says, Ma Kesef the Kaitz, Shavu Kesef, Nami the Kaitz. The Lashon Gemara is a little difficult.
Isn't this Svar just that Shavu Kesef is the Svar? So
if that's the Svar, then what should we say? I'm not sure that that's the Svar. We'll see when we get to what the Svar is. But our Kaponim, it's a Svar. Whatever it is, even let's say, but there's no gzer sakosuv that just because Kesef happens to have a number printed on it, Shavu Kesef has to have a number printed on it. There's a svar. Shavu Kesef is as good as Kesef. Again, like I said before, if Kayetz would be a svar by Shavu Kesef, then I don't have to come up with anything. It's not a svar. So my Kesef, well, the Ritz is saying it is a svar, but walking it through. If you want to learn it out, Stam is gzer sakosuv like Rashi, you can't say it's gzer sakosuv if there's no kosuv. According to Ritz, Shavu Kesef, Kesef, by Kiddushin, is not a possible. It's a possible evidence. It's a possible. Shavu Kesef to Kesef by Kiddushin is this far? Yes. Dvam Shutta. Why did you mention the Ritva yesterday? I don't remember now.
Because Rabbi thought it was a
raya
against the first Nami Nami.
Oh, right. I thought that from this Gemara is a raya. That Shavu Kesef is not because you could get money for it. Because has the Gemara Madamit opinion on that? He said, well, no, if it's only Svaris in place, some Chadaita, then I don't care what's the mechanism of Shavu Kesef. Right. For the Ritu, she tosses it, because it's not a Xeris Akosik. Well, I said, Tosh Tosh Kedushin is a Xeris Akosik. Hadvaram Noitim, not Mukuk. Hadvaram Noitim, he learns the Gemara like Rashi. And the Gemara says, Ma Kesef, the Kayetz, or Shavu Kesef, the Kayetz. He means because it's learned out from the same post. Okay, it is right. Okay, yes, Lord Madal. Interesting. Okay, so we're getting a handle. So let's continue the Gemara. Omer Yosef. Okay, so we're on board so far. This is pretty good. Actually, this is a nice nechuda. The Rashi that we see from here. First of all, we see the Rashi holds like Tosis that Shavu Kesef Kesef Zayas Hakosav, and the Ritva Lishitosu holds that it's a Svara. He takes the Gemara differently. Omer Yosef, we know Aminulah. How do I take know this idea that you have to have kaiyas? The Sanya. Mikesef Miknosa. The Kesef Unikne Ve'Eino Unikne Betulah Ve'Kelu. We have here drasha. Mikesef miknasa. The pasuk's talking about geula. But mikesef miknasa, kesef yoshev lebayla. We have the eved when he's goyel himself from the oven from the guy. So kesef yoshev lebayla. He gives him kesef. He returns him kesef. Mikesef miknasa from the kesef with which he was originally born. So mikesef miknasa is referring to the kinyan of the eved. We have a meal. The kesef unikne ve'eno unikne betul v'kelim. Zot the Gemara says of this: Hai tful v'kelim hechidomi. What does this mean? This drasha, this eno unikne betul v'kelim. Im leim adulei mikni b'hu klal. If it means that he's not, you can't be kind and evidently with tful v'kelim. Why not? Yoshev gulase omer achmano l'rabbi shada kesef ke kesef. We have ribui of Yoshev that's marbe shada kesef ke kesef. So you see, you could buy an evid if it was Shavu Kesef. So what's how can you say why are you mimai to Tzvul Bekele? Elamai Elalav Ishbu Shavu Puto must be talking about. I'm sorry, if you less Shavu Puto, my year Tzvul Bekele, I feel Kesef Nami. Elalav Ishbu Shavu Puto, the Kevud like kites, the chesaron is because it lacks in kites. Not because not Shavu Kesef. Shavu Kesef is fine if you have a shumah, but without a shumah, he's not nifted with Tzvul Bekele because it lacks in kites. Says Rav Yosef, it's a riot to me. The Gemara says no, a different shot in that price. It's talking about worth talking, not worth the puto. It's talking about where it's timbayt chalipin. The name different tuvah kelim means timbayt chalipin. Says Rashi, Yoshev gulasei, Yoshev kol yisrael, the matzah mifta lefiin gulasei, l'rabbi shavu kesef l'inyan pidyon. So the Yoshev is l'inyan pidyon. The came with the mikrik mifrik bay, and since the pidyon could be with shavu kesef, iknuye inami mikni bay. So the original kinyan could also be with shavu kesef. Because it says that the geula is mikesef miknasi. So if the geula could be with shavu kesef, then the original kesef miknasi apparently could also be with shavu kesef. That's how Rashi learns that this pasuk of Yoshev, even though L'chaim is talking about the geula, Yoshev geulasa, and the Gemara is talking about the kinyan of the Eved Ivri, the Brisa is talking about the kinyan of the Eved Ivri. So how did we get from the geula of the Eved Ivri to the kinyan of the Eved Ivri? Says Rashi, because the geula is going on the mikesef miknasi. So whatever is true about the gulasa, it must be true about the mikesef miknasi. If the gula could be with shavu kesef, then the mikesef miknasi could be with shavu kesef as well. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. In which case, in effect, there's a gzeres hakosav over here that the kesef miknasi could be shavu kesef. The Rabbanan and the Ritva also quote this Gemara. The Rabbanan and the Ritva by us. I don't think they say Pshat in the Drasha. The Ritva says like Rashi, and that Chesi says like Rashi. Yeah. So this is the Hamakna source. Says the Hamakna, you see in this Gemara, that there's Exeris HaKosov, that you use Shovah Kesef for Kesef Miknasa. So how does Tosis, why can't we learn out from here, Evidu to Nezikin? Tosis says you can't learn out Shovah Kesef from Evidu to Nezikin, because it's a Dinu Shendish that we should be making by Evidu Vishlei Tamir Ben Akum. That's true in the opinion of everybody, but the pasuk is going on in the mekesef miknosi too. The pasuk's megal of the shavah kesef and the mekesef miknosi. That's what it says in the Gemara. So had already we should be able to learn that from everybody from the zikin. Yeah. Anybody have any thoughts about this kasha of the mafkum? Sorry, it's a tremendous kasha. I thought like this. I thought maybe Tosfos read this more differently. According to Tosfos, where do we take a no and call it our kula shavah kesef is kikesef? It's a trick question, you know. This is the whole Tosfos. How do we know according to kiddushin and call it our kula that in general the shavah kesef, by kiddushin, how do we know shavah kesef is kikesef? Tosfos says from a yoshev rabbi shavah kesef kikesef. From Yosef we learn out, from Eved Ivri, or from the Zikin, to the Shinas and Tesis, but Snakes and Vayn Ge'echot, it's still Shinas and Tesis, how the Shichas works. But bottom line is, we have a posse by Eved Ivri, a posse by the Zikin, that Shichas said it shouldn't be Snakes and Vayn Ge'echot, that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef, and from there we learn out to call it Eredul. So I thought Pshatan, that Tesis read the Gemara differently. The Gemara is not saying that there's some special Gzeris HaKosef by the Kinyan of an Eved Ivri that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. The Ribui of Yashiv is going on the Geul of an Eved Ivri. And there's no Gzeres HaKosov about the opinion of an Eved Ivri at all. I said, what's the Gemara want? But the Gemara here is talking about Kinyan Eved Ivri. In other words, happening right through the Kalim, Yashiv Am Rechman, or Rav Shav Kesef Kekesef. Tosfos learns the Gemara differently. Tosfos learns the Gemara saying like this, how can you tell me that in the Kinyan of an Eved Ivri, Bekesef U Nikne Ve'enu Nikne Betuvah Kalim, what do you mean? Shav Kesef is Kekesef. It's a rule, klalu b'chol ha'tera kulu, that shavah kesef is kekesef. And where do we know that shavah kesef is kekesef? Because it says yoshev rabbi shavah kesef kekesef, and that's it binyanav v'chol ha'tera kulu, that shavah kesef is kekesef. Rashi learned the Gemara. We'll think in a minute why Rashi learned the Gemara this way. Rashi learned the Gemara, and for that matter, the Ramban and the Ritva, they learned this Gemara that there's a specific gzeres hakosuv of yoshev that the kinyan eved ivri is b'shavah kesef. That Yoshev is going on, the Ribuy of Yoshev is going back on Mikesef Iknosov. And Kilu, there's a specific Xeris HaKosev that's addressed to Kinyan Eved Ivri that says Shavah Kesef Kekesef. And our Tosfos is Mashma, not the Tosfos by us is Mashma, that the Rosh of Yoshev is only talking about the Geula of Eved Ivri. That's what it's the Havamin, and maybe it's only Shlitam Ben Akum. There's no specific Posek about the Kinyan of Eved Ivri that it's Kekesef, that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. Because the Ribui of Yoshev is not going, according to Tosfos, on the Kesef Iknosi. It's only going on the Geula. For that matter, by Kiddushin, there's no special, specific Zeres HaKosov that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. It's a rule in Kol HaTorah Kula, Shava Kesef is Kekesef, because we learn out of Binyanav, Mibeinayim, from Eved Ivri and Nezikin, meaning from Gulas Eved Ivri and Nezikin, that Shava Kesef is Kekesef, because over there it says Yoshev. So, but I this Gemara, Taishas read this Gemara, the Gemara is quoting Yoshev, not because it says in Yoshev that there's a specific Zeres HaKosev about Kinyan Eved Ivri, that Shava Kesef is Kekesef. No, Taishas, the Gemara is saying, Shava Kesef, Kekesef. Kilu, the Gemara is asking, we could paraphrase the Gemara, if you tell him you can't buy an Eved Ivri with Tefuah V'Kelim at all, why not? That's really what the Gemara is saying. And who says Shava Kesef is Kekesef? Says the Gemara, because we know Yoshev, Rabbi Shava Kesef Kekesef. I, Yoshev, was said by Gulas Eved Ivri, and we're talking about Kinyan Eved Ivri. So what? From Gulas Eved Ivri and from Nezikin, we have a matzad that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Shava Kesef is Kekesef. And that's exactly what the Gemara means. Rashi's mashma that there's a specific Zeres HaKosuv, that the drush of Yoshev is going specifically on the Kesef Miknosoi. Because since the Geula is that he has to be Meshev the Kesef Miknosoi, so Kilu is built into this Zeres HaKosuv a specific reference to Kinyan Eved Ivri. So then there's mamash a ribi legabi Kinyan Eved Ivri, the Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. Atos is not mashma that way. Atos says that if I only had the Pasuk of Eved Ivri, I would say, oh, because it's Shalitama Ben Akum. Obviously, Tosis read that the specific drosha of Shavu Kesef is only addressed to Kinyan Eved Ivri. That's why I need another pasuk by Nezikin. Now that I have a pasuk by Nezikin, so I can make a matzah, then a kol HaTorah Kulo Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. So this Gemara says Yoshev. This Gemara is saying Yoshev that there's a rule that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. The rule was said by Gulas Eved Ivri, and we're talking about buying an Eved Ivri. So what? We have a matzah from Eved Ivri and from Nezikin, then a kol HaTorah Kulo Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. And that's all the Gemara means.
Then we need Tosos to mention that this is also another one that needs a reboy. The Kinyan of Eved Ivri also needs a reboy then.
I hear, why didn't Tosos l'chatkilo and Tosos said midol and the Shavu Kesef Kesef? Why didn't he say? When Tosos said, how do we know about Kiddushin and by Hektish and by Pinyan Aben and by Echen? Tosos lists all the things that he's looking for a limud. Why didn't Tosos look for a limud for a Kinyan of Eved Ivri? Midol and the Kinyan of Eved Ivri is the Kesef. So Tosos could have put that on the list. Yeah. As you could put that on the list. Echad, at the end of the world. But Kiddushin on the list. I'll tell you something, Agav Rucha, there's a different day, but I'm asked, why didn't Tosfos only talk about Kiddushin? Why didn't he talk about Kinyan Kesef? Kinyan Kesef, Midol and the Shavu Kesef, to Kesef. You buy a sod to the Kesef. Midol and the Shavu Kesef, to Kesef. Tosfos only asked about Kiddushin Kesef. Kiddushin Kesef, Bidin Aden, Erchen, Hektish. Why didn't Tosfos ask Kinyan Kesef? Sod this to Kesef Yiknu. Minola and the Shavu Kesef Kekesef. So, I don't know. So just talk about it in a chayim. Pashim Shad is in a chayim, but Tais is going on the Mishnah talking about Kiddush and Kesef. In a chayim. You could ask them to start Sardis the Kesef Kiknutu. It's also not really a Mishnah anyway that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef by Kinyan Sardis. I think it's Gemara, but it's not a Mishnah. But you know, Ton of a Shai. Tais is Ton of a Shai. So this is another one. Kinyan Eved Ivri. But you're right, it's a good heart. But nonetheless, I think it's Mukha Katosis that exists. The Kosov of Yoshev is in the Kinyan Eved Ivri, not in the Kinyan Eved Ivri. I think Gemara. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara is not a problem. So why did the Ramban and the Ritva, and Rashi for that matter, they learn Pshat in the Gemara? Why did they learn Pshat in the Gemara like this? Well, sorry, the Ramban and the Ritva, why didn't they learn Pshat in the Gemara? The Ramban and the Ritva, by us, in the base, the Ramban and the Ritva that you've all seen. The Seichad Varim, they have a Ziachsus to this Gemara. For a different issue. The Ramban and the Ritva, remember, they hold that by Kiddushin, by Kinyonim in general, Shavu Kesef Kesef is a Svar. Yeah, we haven't done it inside, but you know, they hold that that in Kinyonim, Shavu Kesef Kesef is a Svar. So they have a different problem in this Gemara. But yes, the Gemara wants to prove that, the Gemara wants to prove, why is the Gemara called Yoshev? The Gemara is not Kinyon Eved Ivri. Kinyon Eved Ivri is Kinyonim. By Kinyonim, Shavu Kesef Kesef is a Svar. So why is the Gemara called Yoshev? Yoshev is by Piroyim. There we need a pasuk for Shavu Kesef Kekesef. By Kinyonim Shavu Kesef Kesef is a Svar. So why is the Gemara called a pasuk at all? So the Ramban in the Ritva answer two terutzim. Either they say that it's l'rafka the milsu. In the Chalami, the Gemara could have said here it's already a Svar. But we have close at hand, we have Xeris HaKosuf, so the Gemara quotes Xeris HaKosuf. Or he says, when they say that maybe, even though it's a Svar, that by Kinyonim Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, But here we have a miut mikesef unikne, mikesef. Maybe that Zeres HaKosuv really means to be Ma'ayit Shover Kesef, and it's Mafkiah from the Svar. So the Ma'ayit has to say, no, but it's Zeres HaKosuv. So they understood this Gemara, that this Gemara Taka is saying it's Zeres HaKosuv. It's L'shitosim. They have to know the Gemara that it's Zeres HaKosuv. Because they hold that in general, Shover Kesef Kesef is learned out from where? By Kiddushin, by Kinyonim? Svar. So if the Gemara is just wants to invoke the principle of Shavu Kesef Kekesef, why is it quoting the Pasuk Yoshev? Yoshev has nothing to do with Shavu Kesef. Yoshev by Piroim. But by Kinyonim, you can't use Yoshev, not the shorthand for the din of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Shavu Kesef Kekesef doesn't come from Yoshev by Kinyonim. So why is the Gemara quoting the Zeres HaKosuv? Teretz is, the Gemara is quoting the Zeres HaKosuv not for a shorthand for the principle of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. It's quoting Zeres HaKosuv because it wants Zeres HaKosuv. Because the Gemara read, because the Gemara is saying, there's Zeres HaKosuv by Kinyan Eved Ivri that it has to be Bekesef. Because the Zeres HaKosuv of Yoshev goes back to Mekesef Miklosei, Al Derech Rashi. So of course that creates for them a problem. Why in fact I need Zeres HaKosuv? After all, it's a Svara. So he answered, Echirami, but it's the Rav of the Milsa. Or because I would have thought there's Zeres HaKosuv the other way around, because it says Bekesef and so on and so forth. Now, Kapani, the point that I want to get is, since they hold that Shavu Kesef by Kinyonim is really a Svara, so when the Gemara says Yoshev, the Gemara doesn't mean that's a shorthand for the principle of Shavu Kesef Kesef. Shavu Kesef Kesef is an independent principle. When the Gemara quotes Xeris HaKosef, Yoshev, Rav, Shavu Kesef Kesef, the Gemara means Xeris HaKosef, Kipshuta. But Tosis holds that Shavu Kesef Kesef and Kol HaTorah Kula is learned out from Yoshev, from the Ma'atzad of the Yoshev by Shofa of Nezik and Eved Ivri. So when the Gemara wants to invoke the principle of Shavu Kesef Kekesef, who says it's true? Says the Gemara, because we know Yoshev. Yoshev is Marva Shavu Kesef Kekesef in Kol HaTorah Kula. And Kol HaTorah Kula includes Kinyan Eved Ivri. So why are we married to Luba Kehu? And it's partial to answer for that Machnas Kash. Okay, let's go on. Any questions? Yes, I and Rashi, in Rashi Zohar, Rashi holds on the one hand like Tosfos that Shavu Kesef Kekesef by Kiddushin is Zeres HaKosuv, not as far as the Rashi, the first Rashi, we end up there. And yet Rashi learns the Gemara, like the Rabban and the Ritva, that when the Gemara says it, quotes the Pasuk Yoshev, doesn't mean the general principle of Shavu Kesef Kekesef, it means that there's a specific reference in this Pasuk to Kinyan Eved Ivri. What drove Rashi to learn that one? If that'll leave to you to worry about. Okay, let's see the Rabban and the Ritva. Bottom line we saw in Taisus is that Taisus Shita is that Shavu Kesef Kesef and Kol HaTorah Kula is Zeres HaKosuv, not a Svar. Zeres HaKosuv, basically, you need Nayu from Eved Ivri and Nezikim. Either from Eved Ivri, but you need a Pasuk by Nezikim too because they're Aleta, or from Nezikim, but you need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri also because of, I would have thought maybe we should be Nekel by Eved Ivri, or Machmer by Eved Ivri, or Machmer by Eved Ivri. Bottom line is we have two psukim of Yoshev, Rav, and Shavu Kesef Kekesef. It's not Shnei Tzurim of Ben Ke'etla because there's a Shichasa. And from there we learn out the Kodesh Arifu of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Says the Ramban. We'll start with the Ramban. Says the Ramban, no, but it's shechli l'tanu ribui gabi evit. The tani l'kamon Yoshev v'los l'rabbi shavu kesef kikesef. V'im toima aminei gamidin l'chol mokav. Shneimer kesef that it means shavu kesef v'chal. Maybe that's talking the mokav from Eved Ivri. V'ha gabi v'gabi nizokin it's shechnami ribuyo. The tani kesef Yoshev l'bayil l'rabbi shavu kesef kikesef afilu sudan. So it means al derech tosis. It's shnei sudan. If the blima is from Eved Ivri, why do you need a lima by nizikin? Jalamai snakes in one kechel. Can't we have from both? Snakes in one kechel. Answers the Rambam. Ikulamem. Kiddusha Isha Gaminon. So he has two. The first Malach in the Rambam is Kiddusha Isha. He says there is Xeris HaKosuv. Midichsev Yoshev Eskulosil Rabbi Shavas Kesef Kikesef. We have a ribui of shava kesef by Eved Ivri. And kesef by Eved Ivri, my time. And from there we can get to kiddushin, my time. Midichsev yotzachin amen kesef. V'ayinu shava kesef. The Eved v'amei iskish. V'yalken dashes le'ochi en kesef v'shava kesef l'adoin zeh. Aval yesh kesef v'shava kesef l'adoin achar. So my first answer is just a local kiddushin book answer. He has a trick. That the Gemara has later on in Drosha, that how do we know that the father gets the kiddush kesef by a naira? So the Gemara says because it says v'yotzuchin, but says by the tzira amavri of v'yotzuchinim and kesef. So Drosha and kesef la'ozeh, aval yesh kesef la'odin achar. So we have now a link between the kesef of amavriyo, pidyon amavriyo, and the kesef of kiddushin, and the kesef of and the pidyon of amavriyo is hukush to the pidyon of Eved Ivri. And by the opinion of Eved Ivri, it says shalva kesef ki kesef. So now we can stick all this into the limudim, and we can now connect the dots. And now we have a drosha. Ain kesef v'shalva kesef. So in effect, we have now exeris hakosu that shalva kesef is ki kesef v'kiddush. Okay, that's a mahalach. Then the Rabban says a different mahalach. This is more going to be our focus. Inami. The Rabban himself is going to say at the end that this he thinks is more correct. Inami. Ikle meimar, shebechol mokim shenemar kesef bekinyon, shove kesef bechal. By kinyonim, when it says kesef, shove kesef is included. It doesn't need a pasuk. V'chiyitzer kol ribuye bepiroyim. I only need a limud of shove kesef ki kesef when you're using shove kesef for a piroyim. A piroyim chayv. Because sal kedai techamino, im lokach eved, eini yochol ligroye bepiroyim ibal korach shel rabbi v'shove kesef. He can't be paid himself. The idiom. It means literally growing kesef is the deduction for the work that's already been done. That's not relevant to anything. But we've had the word many times. The word talks about pidyon every day and calls it growing kesef. It's just a lashon. Shicha de lashon. And Akaponim says the Rabban, so I would have had a havamina that you can't be paid in every day. Because the Odom could say, I don't want Shavu Kesef. You go sell the Shavu Kesef, bring me money. So you can't give the Odom Shavu Kesef against his will. Maybe you can't give him Shavu Kesef, except for Metav. Metav Sadeh you can give, but other Shavu Kesef is excluded by Metav, because it's not Metav. Well, this is the end after the pasuk we remember that subin is meitav, but without a pasuk I would say you have to even meitav. So kamash one, so therefore there I need a pasuk. Avalinin mikne when it comes to kinyonim like kiddushin, cave in the nichle b'shava kesef ki kesef. Since there's a nichus in shava kesef, she also is makabel l'shava kesef. Sharei shneim shava mesli, so then it's good. Ki kesef sharei shneim shava mesli. He's just as merutza, or she is just as merutza in the shava kesef as in the kesef. What does it say here in our mind? At Bashkof Rishayna, it says in the Ramban that Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef is a Svara when she wants Shavu Kesef, when she's Misratz in the Shavu Kesef. So by Kiddushin, Shneim Shavu Mesla. She's just as happy with the Shavu Kesef as the Kesef. So, and by Kinyonim in general, Kinyonim is always a Haskama. So if the Moichir is in the Kabbal, Shavu Kesef, obviously he's moved to the Shavu Kesef. So then Shavu Kesef is Kesef. But by Piroyim, where it's happening against his will. So there, I wouldn't know necessarily Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. So there, I need to have a Zeres HaKosef, but Shavu Kesef is just as good. That's the Poshup Shad over here in the Ramban. So, a lot of Achayim understood the Ramban. Daphne Milum, I don't remember right now where it is, but Daphne Milum wants to say he's Madame to Ludidi Shavuli. Just like by Ludidi Shavuli, the Ritzui can make something that's not Chomesh Loim, Kilu is Chomesh Loim. So the ritzui of the meifer, the ritzui of the isha, can make the shava kesef kilu its kesef. I don't know about the dinim, but akoponim the ikki zog what they're saying over here. Their havon in the Ramban is that the Ramban is saying to give somebody shava kesef when he doesn't want shava kesef, he needs a pasuk. To give shava kesef if the person wants shava kesef, that's his fault. As what?
Yeah.
But I don't think that we're going to eventually. I don't think this Havana, the Ramban, is the right Havana, but we're going to wend our way to that. And you're right, and Lashon is the Ramban also. But let's start with, you know, this is how the Avnim Lum understood the Ramban. Very Achrayim understood the Ramban this way, that the Ritzui on the Shavah, what the Isha's Ritzui on the Shavah Kesef, promotes it to being as good as Kesef. Whereas if you're paying in Bal Kochai, God doesn't want Shavah Kesef. So then it's not. He doesn't want it, so then Shavah Kesef is not good Kesef. So therefore, says the Ramban, by Eved Ivri, does the Odin want Shavah Kesef? We don't know the Odin doesn't want Shavah Kesef. The Odin doesn't really want even Kesef. The Odin doesn't want anything. The Odin wants his Eved Ivri, but okay, we're giving him against his will. That's the Gzeiras HaKosel. But he doesn't express any reason in the Shavah Kesef. So then I need a Pasuk with Shavah Kesef, this good Kesef. And by Nezikin, he says, you need a Ritzu, you need a Gzeiras HaKosel, because otherwise I would have said, well, what if I made them? I would have said, made them, so it's not made them. So therefore, I need a rebuke for Shavah Kesef. Yes? This is the standard, let's say, Pshat and Rabbi. Ask the Shah HaMelech, in Paragimel of Ishus. Well, maybe somebody could ask him their own, the Shah HaMelech's Kashmir. Sorry, I'm Pshat, it's just Pshat and Rabbi. He says, why do we need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri? Because it's Bakarachi of the Odin, because the Odin doesn't want Shavah Kesef. And why do we need a Pasuk by Nezikin? Because by Nezikin says Meitav, so maybe you can't give Suvin. Somebody ask a question. What? Nezikin is also Bakarachi. Why did the Ramban such a good Suvar by Eved Ivri? That it's without the Ritzi of the Odin, and that's why you need the Xeris HaKosel. So use that same Svar to explain the Zikin. The Zikin is also about Krochel of the Odin. But about Krochel of the Nisik. The Nisik doesn't want Shalom Kesef. The Nisik wants the Shalom Kesef, then Shalom Ha'is Shalom. There's nothing to talk about. The Nisik doesn't want Shalom Kesef. So why wasn't that Svar? Why do you have to supply a different Svar for the Zikin than he supplied by Eved Ivri? He uses the word about Krochel, but then he also doesn't make it. That's also Svar. He got to use the word Bakrachli. Ramban himself says Bakrachli shal nizik. So he himself takes cognizance of the fact that the piroin of the nizik is Bakrachli of the nizik, and yet that's not sufficient. He has to throw in because you need metaf. This is the Shah HaMelech's kasha. So what could we answer? Shah HaMelech Taka says it there, it's here. Is what? Oh, so we could answer, this is not Shamel's Teretz, but we could answer that maybe by Nezikin, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Shavah, you can give Shavah Kesef al Karachi of the Odin. It already says in the idea of Meitav. Meitav is also Shavah Kesef. And you can give it al Karachi of the Odin. So by Nezikin, you can't say I need a Pasuk to tell me you can give Shavah Kesef al Karachi of the Odin. That already says. But I need a Pasuk to tell me that you can give Shavah Kesef al Karachi of the Odin. That's not Meitav. Because Ein L'chavoy El Chidushin, wherever you're giving Balkochi of the Odin, Shavah Kesef and Svar is not a Kesef. So Torah is Marba, you could do it by Meitav anyway, but maybe only Meitav, non-Meitav not. Maybe that would be Pshat in the, that would be an Eitzah. There would be a Rebach in this Eitzah, because really it's a little share in the Ramban. The Ramban puts together, he says, by Nezikin, I would have said, Salkadayt Chamino, She'en Yochel Apori Balkochi B'Shavah Kesef El Meitav. The Ramban seems to make a shunt out of it. What does he have to bring in Balkochi? That's not what he's saying. He's saying the sort of Meitav. So he'd say, by Nezikin, I would have a Salka Daitek that you have to pay, that you don't give him Meitav. And not Meitav, you can't give him. No, the Ramban invokes Balkochi, but he doesn't only say Balkochi, like he did by Eved Ivri. He says, Balkochi shel Odoin, you can only give him Meitav. What's the Tziruf Advar? What Yitzhak is saying, that's the Tziruf. By Nezikin, in general, Shavah Kesef is when it's Balkochi, is not Kesef. But, and that's the Halami by Eved Ivri. Shavah Kesef, Balkochi, is not Kesef. By Nezikin, that's not true. By Nezikin, we see that Meitav Karka, Meitav Sadeu, is Kekesef. Even though it's Bakarka. But still, I would have a having that maybe Shavah Kesef is not Kekesef when it's Bakarka, unless it's Meitav. So Meitav is Kekesef Bakarka. But other kinds of Shavah Kesef are not Kekesef Bakarka. That would perhaps be another Mahalach. The Shah HaMelech himself is a different Mahalach. Shah HaMelech says that once I have a pasuk by Eved Ivri, the Shavah Kesef is Kekesef Bakarachi Shel Odin, so I can learn that from Eved Ivri to everywhere else. So why do I need another pasuk by Nezikin? So he says, no, by Nezikin there's another happening. That maybe Shavah Kesef is a Kesef, only Bakarachi Shel Odin. Yeah, we could put the two together. have already a pasuk by Eved Ifrit that shove kesef is kekesef bal kochei shalodon. But by Nezikin, where it says metav, I would say shove kesef is kekesef bal kochei shalodon only if it's metav, because it says a miyut of metav. It says Yibur is not, so maybe that's a miyut in shove kesef kekesef, even for metavim. Why can't we learn out from... So I ask you a question. Why can't we learn out... Let's see. Why can't we learn out... Actually, the way Yitzchak's saying maybe it's better. On the Shai Melech himself, the Shai Melech who said, I have a pasuk by Eved Ivri already, so why do I need another pasuk by Nezikin? So that has to do with Meitav. Since the any Meitav over there, maybe Shovei Kesef is not Kesef. So the Chavik could ask, okay, so but say the pasuk by Nezikin. Why do you need the pasuk by Eved Ivri? If it only said Eved Ivri, I wouldn't know Nezikin, because there you need Meitav. Okay, so say the pasuk only by Nezikin. Why do you need another pasuk by Eved Ivri? So we could say, maybe Alderach Taisus. If it only said it by Nezikin, so I would say, yeah, but only if it's Meitav. But if you want to give Zipuris, then it's Nafke Kesef. Alderach, like the first Yichas in Taisus. We could like put that into a similar structure in the Rambam. Okay, so we would have it. Maybe this is Mahalach in the Ramban. There's not Chayim's Havan in the Ramban, really. That the difference between Kiddushin on the one hand and Eved Ivri and the Zikin on the other is that by Kiddushin she wants to shove a kesef. So I don't need a pasuk. It's a svar. Shove a mesla. By Eved Ivri and by Nezikin, the Nifra does not, by Piroyim in general, the Nifra does not want to shove a kesef. So it needs a pasuk by Eved Ivri that nonetheless Shavei Kesef is Kekesef. And then, that really should be enough for Kol HaTorah Kulo. But why does Nezikin need another pasuk? So he says, because Nezikin, there's another factor, namely Nezikin needs Meitav, so maybe that's limiting that Shavei Kesef is Kekesef by Nezikin, only by Meitav and not by other pasuk. So Nezikin needs to have its own pasuk. And I can't learn out from Nezikin to Eved Ivri was suggesting because along the lines of, because, with the same idea, because once, maybe it's only by Nezikin, maybe Shavei Kesef is Kekesef only by Meitav. By Eved Ivri not. So I need now two psukim. But now that I have two psukim, that Shavei Kesef is Kekesef by Eved Ivri, and Shavei Kesef is Kekesef by Nezikin. So the chayra from these two things, we can learn out to Kol HaTorah Kulo, that by all Piroyin Chayv, Shavei Kesef is Kekesef. By Kinyonim, I don't need a psukim, but at least by Piroyin is a Havmin, he can't give Bakrochet. So I need a psukim by Eved Ivri. You could give Bakrochet. And I need another pasuk by Nezikin. Why not learn out from Eved Ivri? Says the Ramban, is a Meitav. But now, Lamaisa, I have these two psukim. Meitav, I have by Eved Ivri, I have a pasuk, and by Nezikin, I have a pasuk. So Chayim beNayil Yafinon. Then in all Piroyin Chayim, Shavei Kesef is Kekesef. So if we only had the Ramban, we could stop by you. We would have a Mahalach in the Ramban. However, Rabbi Zalman points out there in Perek Gimel Ishus that if you look at the Ritva, you see that that's not the Pshat. The Ritva quotes the Ramban with a lot of Tisefer's Dvar. Take a look at the Ritva inside. The Olam has it's good practice in general to bring a Kavis this year. We may not always use it, but when we use it, it's good to have it. From the Hanofi. The first page of it from by me is the first page. The Hanofi. The Hanofi, the Hawk of Shita Milso, the cave in the Goli Rechmon of Ish Niknis, the Kesef, Dumi the Kinyan Soda, who had in the Shava Kesef. The Beholhan of the Kasib Nil El, Ditchik the Wheel of Shava Kesef, the Hulu Kitaimo. Really, Shava Kesef is a sword. Sometimes it's a pasuk. Wherever it's a pasuk, there's a reason. The gabin is even. Have a minot. The game in the chos of Rachman and Meitav said they shalom. She had Nizik Al Yoinu, who I think Shem Yochel is Haki Besubin Bakrosim. The Gabi Kiroin Kesef David Ifinami, Havamino, Kavin Shu Adai and Toyx Man of Yitzi Bakrosim Shalodin. Dinu Shalay Salkeo Ella Bekesef. The name of Zil Tach Vizovin. Dumyo Deloy Behabo Lefroya Chayvai actually Penu Amalvin. Shein Yochel is Haki Beshova Kesef. Shainkin Shamil Bakefeu, Shamal Bakefeu, Shimain Laloiba Mois, Yifra Shavakes, Visabik Sukhus. It's not all of Sukhus, the second part of Sukhus. Ulahochi, Itzrich Mibuya Yoshiv Gulos, and Mibuya Shavakes. The Chasrach Mona lay the late of Bukhavis, Mishim Kavoda, Him Lavodim Lavodim. Mashainkin Bukhav Bial. Let's start with Eved Ibrid. The Ritva starts with Nezikin, but let's start with Eved Ibrid, and we'll look back to Nezikin. So the Ritva says, so, very similar to Rabban. It says, by an Eved, this is Bakhochi of the Odin. So I would think the Odin could say to him, Zil Tach Vizov. So I need a Pasuk that nonetheless he could give him Shavu Kesef to Kesef. Says the Ritva, he says a dimyon, that you have a similar idea by a regular Piroi and Chayv. A regular Piroi and Chayv, a loiv is paying a malver, and he wants to pay the malver with Shavu Kesef. Says the Ritva, based on this distinction that he's making, that there's a difference if the loiv is paying the malver Toich HaZman, that means when the malver is not necessarily asking for a Piroi. Chayv is not due, the Malva is willing to wait. Then he can't give him Shavu Kesef. The Malva can say to him, Zil Tach Vizov. As opposed to if the Chayv is already due, and the Malva is now being Tevei the Chayv, then the Loiver could give him Shavu Kesef, and the Malva can't say Zil Tach Vizov. What is this distinction that he's making by Eved Ibrid? See a few things from this Ritva. First of all, you see from the Ritva that even after the Pasuk by Eved Ivri, he's saying that's a dimi to Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is also, by definition, Toich HaZman. The Malva, the Odin doesn't want to let him free. And the Eved Ivri is coming, but without the Malva, the Odin being Tevei, and he's foisting the Piroyan on the Malva. Like the Leiva, Toich HaZman, foisting the Piroyan on the Malva. The Eved is foisting the Piroyan on the Odin. And that's why, without a postek, I would say Shavu Kesef is not a Kesef, because the Odin can say to him, Zil Tach Vizov. And he says, who in the Malva can say to him, Zil Tach Vizov? So first of all, I see in this Ritva that even after I have a postek by Eved Ivri, that Shavu Kesef is a Kesef, and the Eved could foist Shavu Kesef on the Odin, I don't learn out from there La'alma. The Alma, the Halacha remains, that the Malva really can say Zil Tach Vizov when it's Bakach. I don't extrapolate from Eved Ivri La'alma. Before we say, maybe we can extrapolate from Eved Ivri, we have a Matzad, Eved Ivri, Nezikin, we'll have to call it Perkulu, like all Piroi and Chayv, Shavu Kesef, Hiske Kesef. The Ritzis is the Feirish Nato. By Eved Ivri, I would have a Havamino that you can't be Piroi and Toich HaZman with Shavu Kesef. So the Pasuk says, no, you could. But by Alma, it remains that Toich HaZman, you cannot be Piroi with Shavu Kesef, Bal Kocha. Why don't we learn out from Eved Ivri? Starting maybe with a minor point, but it's all connected. It's hard to know where to start. So the whole ball of yarn is connected. Start with this nekuda. It's mukhuch in the Ritva that even after I have a pasuk by Eved Ivri, that Shavu Kesef is kekesef, it remains localized to Eved Ivri. I don't extrapolate from it to other chayv, to other chayvs. In a chayv in general, when the leiva comes to Toich HaZman and he wants to pirei the malva bal kochay, the malva can say zil tach vizom and Shavu Kesef and not kekesef. Why not learn out from Eved Ivri? So he himself addresses it. It's in the Lashon of the Ritva. What does he say?
Only hear me of the Svar about Tavod by him?
Yeah. He says, Chas Rechmanale. Chas Rechmanale, the Leipa Glucharis, Vishim Ki Avodahem, Le Avodim, Le Avodim. The Ritva is a Beferish. Even after Lima by Avodivri, the Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef, and the Odin cannot say it in Zil Tach Vizovin, says the Ritva, that's because the Torah was chasalei that geikri delei piklecheres. Because the Torah doesn't want it to be an eved. You can't learn that from there. The alma aloyver really cannot pay a malva bankrochim. The malva can say zilchak vizol. Can't give him shavu kesef bankrochim. So that's number one. I see. There's another thing that you see here in the Ritva. So let me put it this way. So if it remains now that even after Eved Ivri, even after the pasuk by Eved Ivri, that's a localized halacha by Eved Ivri, chas rachman alei. But in general, says the Ritva, the principle really is that you cannot be pareil the malva with shavu kesef bal kocha. Because the Malka can say Ziltrach Vizotah. I mean, it says the Ritva, that's why Toichazman, you can't give the Malka Shavu Kesef. Because the Malka can say Ziltrach Vizotah, he doesn't want Shavu Kesef. So I'll ask you a question. So why is the Acharazman different? The Malka still doesn't want Shavu Kesef. You're still giving him Shavu Kesef Bar Kocha. So what's the difference between Toichazman and Acharazman? If the distinction here is between when the Nifra wants Shavu Kesef and doesn't want Shavu Kesef, that's what Bar Kocha means. Bar Kocha is where he doesn't want Shavu Kesef. And not Bar Kocha is where he wants Shavu Kesef, like by Kiddushin, where she wants the ring. So, a Malva, what's the difference? Mali Teichazman, Mali Lachazman. The Malva never wants Shavu Kesef. So what's the Ritva making here a distinction? What's the meaning of this distinction between Teichazman and Lachazman?
Wouldn't
Achazman,
the guy want it?
No, the guy wants money. He's money. He's still trapped with something. I
won't get anything.
No, he's still trapped with something. Have my money. Go sell the Shavu Kesef, bring me money. So what do you see? It says if this is Adam, this is Mr. Lachman's right. It says if this is Adam. You see in the Ritva, see in the Ritva that we have the wrong definition of Bar Kocha and not Bar Kocha. We thought Bar Kocha means that Milumpot, Shamelach. They thought Bar Kocha means where the Nifra doesn't want Shavu Kesef. He wants Kesef, not Shavu Kesef. That's called Bar Kocha. And Midaita is where he wants Shavu Kesef. If that's the case, what's the difference between Chazman and Achazman? Doesn't make any sense. The Ritva makes no sense. Says if this is Amr. You see clearly in the Ritva. I mean, you don't need to visit Zama. It says Beferish in the Ritva. But Zama was a Dola Chaspa and that was the Maganisa place. It says in the Ritva that the definition of Bal Kocha and not Bal Kocha is not does he want Shavu Kesef or does he not want Shavu Kesef. Loyal Zama done. The definition of Midait and Bal Kocha is is he being Tevea Mi the Piroin at all? If he's being toveya the piroyan, then it's called midaita. If he's not interested in the piroyan, and I'm forcing him to take the piroyan, and he says, "I have lots of time. Why is teichas man? Why are you giving me shavu kesef now? I'm willing to wait till the end of this month." And I say, "No, I want to be pareyu. I want it off my head. I want to be pareyu." That's called bakroch. So by Eved Ivri, is the odin toveya? Does the other being to pay anything? Does the other want money? So does the other want anything? The other wants nothing. The other wants the Eved to go home and again go back to her. So it's until Achashesh. The other wants he should work out the Sheish on. Like the Malva wants the Chayiv. He's not interested in me today, the Chayiv Teichazman. Comes along to Eved and he says, even though it's Teichazman, I'm forcing you to take a Piroyim. So there, there's a time of Ziltach HaZobim. I think we'll see it out has been a little bit in a minute, but just the Dvarim, the Chesmen itself. That's called the Etzim Piroyan is Bar Kocha of the Adam. The Adam is not interested in the Piroyan. The Adam doesn't want a Piroyan. The Adam wants to work the full Sheish. That's called Bar Kocha of the Adam. And there I would have said that Shavu Kesef is not the Kesef. I need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri, and it's a special Genesis Kosef by Eved Ivri, Chas Rachman Alei. But Ba'alma, we don't learn after Eved Ivri Ba'alma. It's a special din by Eved Ivri. But Alma Taka, this distinction remains true. That Teichazman, if a loy becomes Teichazman, that means the Malva is not being Tevayim at all. The Malva is not interested. The Malva says, I'll wait. So then the Levi cannot force him to take Shavu Kesef, because the Malva could say Zil Tach Vazolim. La'achar Hazman, when the Malva already wants the Firoyim, so then the Malva cannot tie the Zil Tach Vazolim, and then you can give him Shavu Kesef. If that's the case, so now what is Nezikin? Is Nezikin called Midaitu, or is it called Bar Kocha? Nezikin is Midaitu, it's not Bar Kocha. It's true that by Nezikin, the Adam doesn't necessarily want Shavu Kesef. He would rather have Kesef. I'm not the Adam, the Nizik. By Nezikin, the Nizik, he doesn't want Shavu Kesef. That's true. But that was never the definition of Midaitu Bar Kocha. The definition of Midaitu Bar Kocha is the Nifra being, is he Tevea? The Nizik here is certainly Tevea. The Nizik wants to be paid. It's Lachar Azman, the Nizik wants to be paid. So if the Nizik wants to be paid, that's already Shavu, you can't tie Nizil Tach Vazolim, then already Shavu Kesef should be Kekesef. So by Nizikin, Shavu Kesef should be Kekesef in Svar. Because I can move Lachar Azman. So why by Nizikin do you have to have a possum? Because of Meitav. But there's a difference for him. Maybe it's since the Torah gave Nizik the right to be Tevei Meitav, so maybe he can be Tevei Kesef as well. So that's why the Ramban and the Ritva, by now already the Sharmelis Kasha goes away. Sharmelis question was, why do we need a special svar by Nizik as Meitav? The same svar that he said by an Eved, that it's Bar Kocha, so say the same svar by Nizik, that it's Bar Kocha. That's because the Hashem Melech understood that Bar Kocha means that he doesn't want Shavu Kesef. But you look at the Ritva, says in Mrs. Alma, and you see that's not what Bar Kocha means. Bar Kocha doesn't mean that he wants Shavu Kesef. The Milva Lachar Zman also doesn't want Shavu Kesef. It's called Midaitim. Bar Kocha means he's not being Tevei me at all. He doesn't want Piroyan. He's willing to wait. He's not interested in the whole thing. And I'm foisting on him a Piroyan. That's called Bar Kocha. There, Shavu Kesef and Svara is not Kekesef. Because he has a time to Zutach Vesodim. By Evidivri, and that's why I need a possible by Evidivri. And I don't learn that from Eved Ivri La'alma, because Eved Ivri Taka is Chas Rechman Olay. So I don't learn that from Eved Ivri La'alma. But Nezikin, but that doesn't work, that's not a svara by Nezikin. By Nezikin, the Nizik is being Tevei the Piroyim. If the Nizik is being Tevei the Piroyim, then that's not, then that's Midaitoi. So then Shavu Kesef in svara should be Kekesef. So why do you have to have a possible? Says the Ramban. And the Ritva, there's a different issue, Meitav. Since the Perek gave him a right to demand Meitav, maybe he can demand Kesef and not Shavu Kesef. Outside of Meitav. So that's why you need a positive by Nizik. That kind of misses out. This is clear, in the Chedmen Adoram, it's clear in the Ritva. Once this is shot in the Ritva, and the first says this to Shem and the Ramban, then we can read this back into the Ramban.
So why both the Ritva and the Ramban use Lashon Bal Korcha when it comes to
Yisrael? So you're asking a good question. That's the case, and it's, in the Ritva, it's Mamish Mukhuk. What Mrs. Zalman said is Mamish Kaisha Divayam, it's Mukhuk in the Ritva. But Nezikin is not Bar Kocha, by this definition, because Nezikin is like a Milva La'achar Hazman. That's why you need a different sort of makeup. So you're asking, so why when the Ritva, with the Ritva and the Rabban, the Ritva and the Rabban, when they talk about Nezikin and the sort of makeup, they throw in, because it's makeup, so you can't be Perei in Bar Kocha. It's not Bar Kocha, right? It's Midaita. The way we define Bar Kocha is not Bar Kocha, it's Midaita.
You could say that in a regular case of Nezikin, when you're Tovea, you could be Tovea Meitav. So the Ritva says, Hu Adin, Sheino Yapo Sako Visobin Bal Kocha. So he's saying, when we have like a Bal Kocha case, so you would be able to only be, you could be Tovea something like Meitav.
So I think you're right, but the only thing is, technically it's not, I mean, I guess if the Nizik wanted Subin, then there'd be nothing to talk about. He wants Subin, and of course he wants Subin. So we must be talking about a case who doesn't want Subin. So that's what he means about Kocha. If he wanted the Subin, so fuck me, he wants the Subin. He could want whatever he wants. So maybe you're saying Bar Kocha because the Metzius is it was all in a case of Bar Kocha because otherwise there's nothing to talk about. But I think it's more than that. What's the Let's talk to the Sarovi. I want to flesh out. I want to expand on the Ritva Svar. Okay, to the whole lot. In our original understanding of the Ramban, the way the Shai Melech, the Avnei Miluah, they understood the Ramban. So the Svar I understand. Show the Kesef be'etzim is not a Kesef. Show the Kesef be'etzim is not a Kesef. For she wants it, so her Ritzui makes it a Kesef. The Avnei Miluah is Medamah, Tiludi Shavali. I'm not saying I understand it all the way down. Don't have to understand it all the way down. I don't really think that that's gotten, it's obviously not shot in the Ritva. But at least I understand, you know, to a certain degree. Show the kesef really not kekesef, but the ritzui makes it kekesef. All right, we see now in the ritva that that's not what the ritva is saying, and presumably not what the rabbi is saying. Show the kesef is be'etzim kekesef. Even if the malva doesn't want the show the kesef, you can give a malva if it's lachar zman. Malva is coming lachar zman. Just talk about malva, simple case. Malva is coming lachar zman. He wants a piroyin after 30 days, coming to collect the chayv, and it says over here that you can give him show the kesef bakach. In Shulchan Aruch it says if you have kesef, you have to give him kesef because he gave you kesef. But if he doesn't have, if you don't have kesef, then you can give him shove kesef, and he can't say no. I want to go sell it. I want the kesef. You can give him shove kesef. So shove kesef for etzim is a good tashlum. Says the Ritva, but that's only when he's lachazman, when he's tereya. But if it's teichazman, so then you can't give him shove kesef. Then it is the tainus of tachlis. What's the havana? The truth is, I think the key to the havana over here of the distinction is in the ritva himself. The lashon of the ritva is he's talking about nezikin, but I think the phrase is when he's talking about nezikin, but I think it's a key phrase. The ritva said towards the beginning, the gabe nezikin halamina came in the kosher rechman and made the yishalim. She got nizik ala hal yoyba. I think that's a key phrase. I'll tell you what. I think it's really it's clear in this way. Shove kesef is a good piroyan. Why is shove kesef a good piroyan? Because from the shove kesef, we talked about this in Tosfos, but now we're in the context of the ritual, at least by piroyan for sure. A shava kesef is a piroyan because it could be rendered into kesef. So that's a good piroyan. I gave you shava kesef. With the shava kesef, you could get kesef. So that's a piroyan. In the shava kesef is the potential for kesef. But there's a certain tircha involved. If I give you shava kesef, you're going to have to be tereach. If I give you shava kesef, you're going to have to be tereach. To find a buyer, you have to go on Amazon or eBay, and you know, until you find somebody who wants it. There's a tirch involved in turning the shavu kesef into kesef. And so now the nibin of shavu kesef to kesef is tarech zeh al mimut. On whom does this tarech fall? Does it fall on the leve? Does it fall on the mal? That's a shaila of Yad Mia El Yana. There's a certain tircha. Shava kesef is kesef, but there's tircha about. So who has to carry the burden of that tircha? That's told who's Yad El Yana and who's Yad El Atachtayna. In this din v'dvarim, in this din Torah, who has to bear the incidental expenses? That's Shav Yad El Yana, Yad El Atachtayna. So says the Ritva. It depends, usually it depends, who's the Teveah. Because in every Torah, when you have a Teveah and a Nitva, so who's the other Al Yayin? The Teveah or the Nitva?
I remember
yesterday
the Ritva holds its shabbos from the morning
down. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. At the end of the day, that's going to be a problem. We're going to have to come, that's probably tomorrow. That's going to have to get to, you're right. And the Ritva and Yudalif is mashma, the Shodah Kesef. Kesef is not because you could turn it into Kesef. But just because kesef means Shabbos. But in this ritva it says, Refenish, I think it's clear in the ritva, Zil Trach Vazov, and the Ramban and the ritva both say that the Nidun, I think I'm on a very firm ground, the Ramban and the ritva both say that the issue of Shove Kesef Kekesef is wound up with the question of Zil Trach Vazov. Go be Tereach, can the Malva say to the Loiva, or the Nizik to the Mazik, or the Odin to the Eved, Zil Trach Vazov, you bear the tircha of selling the cause of Shove Kesef. to turn it into kesef. So it's clear what they're saying, that the mile of the value of the shava kesef is that it can be turned into kesef. Turning the shava kesef into kesef involves a tircha. And now there's a shaila, can the malva say to the loiva, I want you to bear the tircha? Or can the loiva say to the malva, no, you bear the tircha? Alzana dona, that's the nidan over here. So in general, when you have a din v'dvarim between a teveya and a nitva, and we have such questions of yodei, who's yodei el yoyma? A part of the nitva is a yodei el yoyma. The teveya wants to force the nitva to come to base, and the teveya wants to force the nitva to pay. So who's yodei el yoyma? The nitva. The teveya, whatever he has the absolute right to force him to do, he has the right to force him to do, but to bear the incidental expenses. The teveya doesn't have a right to force the nitva to bear incidental expenses. So the nitva is always yodei el yoyma. That's poshut. Therefore, let's say by a chayv. Chayv works in Sfar. There's no sukkah by a chayv. By a chayv, says the Ritva, it all depends. When are we talking? If we're talking le'achar hazman, when this man of Yerayin arrived, so now who's the teveya? The malva is teveya. The loiv is the nitva. So who's yodei al yayin? The loiv. So who has to bear the burden of being tereach v'zovin? The malvah. So the loiva can give the malvah shalva kesef. I was a tircha. The loiva can say, fine, I'm the nitva, I'm yodei al yoyna. So you have to bear the tircha. But if it's teich hazman, and the loiva comes to the malvah and he says, I want to pater myself from the choy, I want to get rid of this choy. And the malvah says, I'm not interested. Give me shalva kesef anyway. I would rather wait till the end of the zman, you'll give me kesef. I'm not, the zman hasn't arrived yet. And the loiva wants to force the malva, who's not being teveya him, the loiva wants to force the malva to accept this payment without the malva being teveya. So now already who's yodei al yoyna? Now the malva is yodei al yoyna. You want to force me to accept payment? I'm not being teveya. You want to force something on me? You want to force me to write the chayv off the books and to accept this payment? So now who's yodei al yoyna? The malva is yodei al yoyna. So now the malva can say to the loiva, is it l'tach v'zodah? Now what are the burdens on you? That's the Yisrael that's wrong. That's by Malvin Loiva where it just works in Svara and there's no psukim at all. That's how the Ritva lays down the background to the whole issue. That's how in general it works by Firoi. So now says the Ritva, so now Nechziano, by Nebedivri, when he's coming to be paid himself from the Odin. So is the Odin being Teveya? Who's the Teveya over here? The Odin or the Eved? The Eved is being Teveya. He wants to be paid himself. The Odin says, no, what do you mean? Go back to work. You have another 3 years left to go. The Levi says, no, I want to get out of here. I want to be paid the chay. Says the Ritva, so now who's Yodei Al Yoyna? Who should be Yodei Al Yoyna? The Odin should be Yodei Al Yoyna. And the Odin should be able to say the Eved, Zilchach v'Zodin. Because the Eved, the Odin ought to be Yodei Al Yoyna. Comes along with her and says, no, the Eved's Yodei Al Yoyna. Why is the Eved Yodei Al Yoyna? Because Chas Rechmon Alei. Avodah Heim, Torah doesn't want to be Eved. So Torah made him Yodei Al Yoyna. Parenthetically, I think that also this is why did the Ritva learn that even after the Pasuk, it's a special din by an Eved? Why not say that after we have a Pasuk by Eved, we extrapolate from here to Kol HaTorah Kula, back to Malva? In Ksuvos, it's not a Gemara. When he quoted the Gemara in Ksuvos, the Gemara in Ksuvos says you can give Shavu Kesef at the end of the Chodesh. The piece in the Ritva that Teuchas Man, you can't give Shavu Kesef because the Kamal can say Zil Tach Vezo, but that's the Ritva Shtikul Teuch. That's not, I don't think that's an Akamor of Ksuvos. Shulchan Aruch does say such a halacha, but Shem Bishonim, it's not a Gemara. So how does the Ritva know? Maybe Taka, once it says by Eved Ivri, we learn not from Eved Ivri to call it Terakul, like in Teuchas, we learn not from Eved Ivri to call it Terakul. Who told the Ritva that it's a special din by Eved Ivri because Chas Rachman Alei? But in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not natural. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you still Shavu Kesef is not Gekesef. I think the way I'm explaining it, I understand it better. I understand it. Because the halacha itself is counterintuitive. Since the nidin is Yodei Al, who's Yodei Al Yoyna for the tirch of the selling of Shavu Kesef, in Svar, it really doesn't make any sense for the nidfa to be Yodei Al Yoyna. And for the Teveya, rather, to be Yodei Al Yoyna. The Eved here is the Teveya. That's the Emes. The Eved here is the Teveya. Or Loiva Teichazman, he's the Teveya. It's very counterintuitive to say there's a Xeris HaKosov that the Teveya should be Yodei Al Yoyna. to be able to be matal tircha of the mechira and the nitba. Always in kol Torah kula nitba yod elyon. Why should it be different over here? It's more mistaber to say that it's a special kula by an eved nivri. By an eved nivri, chas rachman aleihen. Here the eved, the Torah was malim that the yada eved should be al elyon. But in general, by a leiv, it's mali with the leiv is we have a in general you have a teveh and a nitba. Avada the nitba is yod elyon, not the teveh. Chazano to the svar, the very compelling svar that the nitva is always the other elyon. I think that's why it was pushed to the ritva that this svar by an eved that this svar by the ritva that he can be perei with shava kesef al kochei shel elyon is a special svar by eved. In general, it doesn't make any sense because you're making the teveh into the other elyon. How could that be? What? It's not so much Lerish Taimid Dekor. It's Moshe. I mean, it's Moshe to Chazal. We have this Eretz HaKosov by an Eved that the Eved is Yod HaElyon. So we could understand that it's some kind of we're supposed to learn out from here that a Teveh is Yod HaElyon. It's very hard for us to swallow that a Teveh is always Yod HaElyon. One mistake to say what the term means is that it's a Chas Rachman. We have other Chas Rachman by the school's Kribim. We have other ways where we see the Torah is Chas Rachman on the Eved. Yeah, I don't know how to measure time in the Quran. Chazal understood the Geder Advarim is that it's not that we're Stam saying that the Teveh is Yod HaElyon. This Teveh is Yod HaElyon, because an Eved is Yod HaElyon when his Teveh is Cheres.
That's why
I yeah, okay. But I'm saying in the ritual itself, I think maybe it's part of why it was Pashutim to understand it. Rather than, you know, change all the laws of nature and make the Teveh Yod HaElyon. And what about Nezikin? By Nezikin, who's the Teveah? The Nizik's the Teveah. So now, by Nezikin also, by rights, who should be Yod HaElyonah? The Nizik or the Mazik? The Mazik should be Yod HaElyonah. A priori. Because who's the Teveah? The Nizik is Teveah, the Mazik to pay. And always, who's Yod HaElyonah? The Teveah is Yod HaElyonah. And the Nitba is Yod HaElyonah, like by any other Dintayah. So in Svara, the nizik should be yod ha'tachtonu, and he should be able, and he should not have a right to say to the mazik ziltrach v'zog. And therefore, the mazik should be able to give him shavu kesef. So why do I need a pasuk? Says the Ramban in the Ritva, and the Ritva mamish beferish. By nizik, I would say no, but you see that the Torah gave the nizik a right to be tovei meitu. So says the Ritva, it's very gishmak. The Ritva doesn't say. Well, since the Torah gave him right to be Tovei Meitiv, so Shavu Kesef, maybe he's not Meitiv. That's how it says in the Torah. The Ritva says, since the Torah gave him this a right to be Tovei Meitiv, so therefore, the Gav Nizik and Av Midik, Heven, the Kos Rechman, Meitiv, Sadev, Yishalem, Sheyad HaNizik al HaElyono, Hu Adin Shein Yochel L'Salbe L'Salbe V'Subim Bakrocha. I don't think the Ritva is saying Stam, a simple svar. Well, maybe Subim is not Meitiv. Subin Avad is Meitav. The Mar says, Kol Mili Meitav. Metalfan Kol Mili Meitav. That maybe doesn't need a Pasuk. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that I find that by a Nizek, even though he's a Teveah, but in some respects, the Torah said that he's Yod HaElyon. Nizek has different, the Mazik has different kinds of fields of which to pay. So ordinarily in Svar would say, who's Yod HaElyon? Who gets to pick what field is going to be paid? The Idis, the Ziburis. Who should get to pick which field? If I have no Pasukim at all. So who should get to choose which field the mazik is going to use to pay the nizik? The mazik is the nitva. The nitva is always Yod HaElyon. The mazik should choose whatever field he wants. How does the nizik have a right to choose which field? So I said no. That's a chiddush in nizikin. That in this regard the mazik is Yod HaTachtoino, and the nizik is Yod HaElyon. Even though the nizik is a teveh. So therefore says the Ritva, I would have a harmino. That since by Nezikin we find in it regarding the halacha meitav that here this particular teveah is yodei latachtonu and this is yodei al yoino rather this particular teveah nizik is yodei al yoino that he can be teveah meitav and that he can be teveah meitav he has a right to choose meitav over ziburis so maybe in this particular din v'dvarim of Nezikin maybe in general he's yodei al yoino. And if he's Yod HaElyono, then he can say Ziltrach Mezoven, then the Tircha of the Mechira should be on the Mazik and not on the Nizik. So now I need a, so therefore by Nizik, and also I need to have a Apostle. The whole thing now is very, it's very in the Lashonis of the Ritva now, it's very, it's now I think it's Mamish, it's lights up. That's not arbitrary as far as I'm here. The Ritva is telling me, the Ramban, the Ritva, they're telling me, by Piroyin Chayiv, it's different than by Kinyan. By Piroyin Chayiv, there's a special Nidoin. The Piroyin has to be with money, but the Shavak Kesef can be turned into money. But it involves a Tircha, Ka'om, it involves a Tircha. Whenever there's a Tircha involved, there's a Nidoin Yodeh, who's Yodeh Al Yaino? The one who's Yodeh Al Yaino can force the Tircha onto the one who's Yodeh Al Tachtaino, the Tircha of the Mechir. Therefore, and that's the background. And the Ritva therefore talks about by a chay where there's no psukim at all. He says, you know, if you want a yardstick, look how it is by a chay. Toich as man, the leib is the teveya. So then he can say that. So then the tircha of the mechir is on the leib. Lacher as man, the mal is the teveya. Then the tircha of the mechir is on the mal. That's the paradigm. That's how in general how it is by piroy and chay. Since in general that's how it is by piroy and chay. So, by Avidivri, now we have a Chiddush Din. Avidivri, we have a Chiddush Din that it's different. That the Avidivri can pay Shalva Kesef Ki Kesef. Yoshev, we have Shalva Kesef Ki Kesef. That the Avidivri, who's the Teveya, is Yodhi Alat Al Yoino, that he can give Shalva Kesef and force the Tircha onto the Odin. That's a Chiddush Din, that needs a Posuk. And even after we have a Posuk, it remains a Chiddush Din by Evid, because Chas Rechman Ali. And by Nezikin, why do we need a Posuk? Her Nezikin. Nezikin is chayrah. It's the Nezikin lechayrah should be. And why by Nezikin do we need a pasuk? By Nezikin lechayrah, the Nizik is the teveya. The Nizik is yodeh latachtayna. So of course the mazik could give him shavu kesef. Says the Ramban in Ritva, no, that's not so true. And a Nizik is a teveya, but he's a special kind of teveya. He's a teveya whom the Torah said is yodeh alayana. The Gavri Meitav. So a nizik is a teveya who's yodeh al yoyna. If he's yodeh al yoyna, so maybe the tircha of the mechir should be on the mazik. The mashma law, then no. In this regard, he's yodeh al tachtan. He's yodeh al yoyna. The nizik is yodeh al yoyna. He's metiv. But the inyan, the tircha of the mechir, the nizik is like any other teveya, and he's yodeh al tachtan. And the mazik could give him shavu kesef. So these are the special cases. But the rule in general, the rule remains a rule, that the Teveh is Yodeh Al-Tachtayna, and therefore the Tircha Mechir is on the Nitva, not on the Teveh.
Ramban doesn't say it's like a Svara, that first there's Meitav, and then Bal Korcha says that just you can't pay Bal Korcha with anything besides for Meitav. The Ritva says it's kind of like...
Yeah, you're right. Maybe in the Ramban didn't have this Lashon. Maybe the Ramban meant the Svara more or the other way. But maybe... That may be just... Maybe the Ramban meant the story more simple, you know, more the way we understood it. That by Meitav, that Meitav itself is a function of Shavu Kesef Kikesef. It was that the right to demand Meitav is a right to demand a certain kind of is a right to be spared the tirch of selling zibur's. And therefore, the special svar by since you see the nizik can get demand Meitav. So maybe you can't give him suvin either, because you see the nizik has a certain right that you can't give him zibur's. Why can't you give him zibur's? Because that's a big tircha to sell. So maybe who adin? So that's a special gila that the tircha of selling is on the nizik and is on the mazik and not on the nizik. And the Ritva says it more generically. You see, it's yodeh al yoyna. So yodeh al yoyna, maybe it's yodeh al yoyna b'chal. Yeah, yes. Well, then what's the shorish of that machlek? Is there a ban in the if it's the machlek? Right. This is just the fine. Okay, that's it for today. I'm not finished with this Ramban and the Ritva. I want to talk tomorrow Well, I want to talk tomorrow more about the Ramban. Let's start with that.